Here's a teaser for the upcoming June podcast featuring my own editor, Ben Rosenthal of Catherine Teagan Books.
For middle grade, I tend to like more fantastical adventures, epic stories where there are big worlds and sweeping adventures. My middle grade list is more fun, basically, whereas my YA list is more fun in a different kind of way. And YA, it tends to be a lot more contemporary, dealing with some very serious ideas and distinct perspectives. I really like giving teens books that they can really sink their teeth into and explore both individual ideas, like things that affect the human condition, but then things that are talking about society as a whole. I'm really looking for distinct point of views, people of color or people from marginalized backgrounds where their stories haven't been told as often or as certainly as often as we need. And with reading too, which is why it's even harder. Like if you watch a show or like if you go to a movie and other people laugh, you laugh more. When I've gone to a comedy show, I laugh more even if the jokes aren't as funny. It's just something about like other people laughing really helps. But when you're reading, you're by yourself. So it has to be really funny for you to laugh because otherwise, I don't know, you just, you don't do it.
It has to be completely spontaneous.
Yeah, it's
that's difficult. If I laugh when I'm alone in a room, I'm just like, oh, I just did that.
Yeah, right. It feels weird. It's like, wait, I shouldn't have done that. Like, what's happening here? That
doesn't make any sense. I broke some social more.
Yeah.
I know. Make note, Ben likes funny stuff.
I do. When I'm writing an edit letter to an author, what I'm trying to do is ask as many questions as possible because one of the reasons I'm doing that is because I'm trying to figure it out myself too. And so my goal is to kind of look for the areas where I feel like we want to work on something, whether it be like this character's not quite working or there's a plot hole or it's not a strong enough through line. Pose questions to help both of us think about it. I do make some suggestions, but I'm very comfortable with an author being like, no. I mean, you've certainly said no to me on many occasions. And sometimes we'll go back and forth because I really think something's important, but ultimately like I want the author to feel they've come to the decision on their own to do this or not do this because it's that person's book.
To hear the entire episode in June, support the podcast through Patreon. Visit www.patreon.com/Mindy McGinnis to learn more or check out the link in the episode credits.